the veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Kelly Henson Electric in Paso Robles has been serving the county since 2002. Whether you need a panel upgrade, car charger installation, a generator install, or help with design plans and permitting, Kelly Henson is your expert electric company. They don't mind emergency work, and no job is too small. You can see their work at the PAC in Templeton, Twin Cities Hospital in La Venture, and Niner Wineries. Call Kelly Henson Electric, 805-536-1669.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, September 27th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Juvenile arrested for threats to Lewis Flamson Junior High. Passable Centennial Park Trail now open. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bill since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District released a statement of a juvenile arrest that took place late Tuesday evening at around 9:30. The release says police officers were notified of a possible threat of violence towards Lewis Flamson Junior High School through a post made via Snapchat. Officers quickly began to investigate the origin of the alleged threat, and 2 days later, they were able to identify a 12-year-old Lewis Flamson Junior High School student who allegedly posted the threat to their Snapchat account. The release says the student was interviewed and then placed under arrest for criminal threats. The school district and police department would like to take this opportunity to encourage parents to speak to their children about the responsible use of social media and the consequences of what they post. The school district takes all threats seriously. The city of Paso Robles announced that the rehabilitation work of Centennial Creek is completed. The Centennial Park Trail is now fully open for public use, with all barricades and caution tape removed as of Tuesday, September 24th. The Centennial Creek rehabilitation was designed to increase the creek's flow and capacity during heavy rain, mitigate blockages, and implement natural erosion control. Permanent guardrail installations are expected to be completed by Tuesday for safety to all visitors. Additionally, work to be done on the creek and the corridor will be hydro seeding, native plant installation, and two new lighting fixtures to improve the trail's lighting. Templeton Community Services District recommending applicant for appointment. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The next meeting for the Templeton Community Services District is Tuesday, October 1st at 7 p.m. On the board's business agenda is a review of interested applicants for the Templeton Community Services District vacant seat. Three seats of the board were expected to be filled based on the outcome of this upcoming general election in November. However, only two candidates, incumbents Naveed Farnadesh and Deborah Logan, will run for the board. As a result, there will not be an election for the board of directors in November, and the seats will be appointed by the County Board of Supervisors. For the third seat, six applicants were submitted: Richard Ash, Nicole Keel, William Nowinski, Keith Russell, Emmanuel Solario, and Chelsea Tyrone. Of these six applicants, the board will consider one of them to recommend to the County Board of Supervisors for appointment consideration. You can attend the meeting in person or through Zoom. A small unplanned PG&E power outage has hit the area northeast of Paso Robles surrounding Hog Canyon Road and Buckthorn Ridge Place. The outage is expected to be restored at around 10 this morning. About 52,499 PG&E customers are currently affected. No further information is available from PG&E at this time. Paso Robles City Manager Ty Lewis is now on leave of absence. His leave was initiated about 2 months ago due to heart-related health issues as well as a serious family medical condition. Currently, Assistant City Manager Chris Hewitt is acting as City Manager in Lewis's absence. Three former Paso Robles Bearcats student-athletes will be inducted into the school's Athletic Hall of Fame tonight during the home game against the Buchanan Bears at War Memorial Stadium. The three athletes are Chris Montero, class of 1977, Jabbar Clark, class of 1994, and Nate Aguiano, class of 2001. Additionally, the 2001 wrestling team will be honored as part of the ceremony. The kickoff for tonight's game is scheduled for 7 p.m. Tomorrow, September 28th, is the Paso Robles Pioneer Day kickoff party from 4:30 to 10 p.m. at the Estrella Warbirds campus. Tickets are $65 per person, and the event includes cocktails, dinner, dessert, a live auction, casino games, and music by DJ Andy Morris. This is also an opportunity to meet with this year's Pioneer Day royalty, Queen Bonnie Carey Thorndike and Marshal Dick Woodland. Tickets for the kickoff party can be purchased at the door, at American Riviera Bank, Woods Family Pest Control, Midcoast Mower and Saw, or at the Pioneer Day website. In sports, Major League Baseball, the White Sox shut out the Angels 7-0, the Athletics beat the Rangers 3-2, the Dodgers over the Padres 7-2, the Marlins beat the Twins 8-6, the Yankees over the Orioles 10-1. Tonight, the Giants will face the Cardinals, the Athletics will go against the Mariners, the Padres will face the Diamondbacks, the Angels will go against the Rangers, the Dodgers will face the Rockies, and the Yankees will go against the Pirates. In the NFL on Thursday Night Football, the Cowboys beat the Giants 20-15. For KPRL's tripleheader on Sunday the 29th, we'll first have the Broncos versus the Jets, then the Raiders against the Browns, and finally the Bills will square against the Ravens. In high school football, tonight the Eagles will host the Greyhounds, the Paso Robles Bearcats will take on Buchanan from Clovis in a home game, Mission Prep will take on Central Valley Christian from Visalia in a home game, and Morro Bay has a bye week. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
California Headline News, a semi-truck carrying six large lithium-ion batteries overturns in San Pedro, sparking a fire and hazmat concerns while also closing the 47 freeway and the Vincent Thomas Bridge. Fire crews assuming a defensive posture.
Lithium-ion batteries take copious amounts of water, so it's generally better to just let them burn.
Captain Adam Van Gergen with LA Fire, a 300-foot perimeter established, hazardous smoke and flames initially shooting up into the air.
One more win for the Oakland fans!
The Oakland A's beat the Texas Rangers in their final game there as they prepare to move to Sacramento until their new ballpark is ready in Las Vegas. A's manager Mark Kotze addressing the crowd.
There are no better fans than you guys.
The Coliseum have been home to the A's since 1968. California officially apologizing for damage inflicted by slavery and discrimination on black Californians. Governor Gavin Newsom signing the apology Thursday. Jeff Scott, California News.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Radio Shack is coming back. We have new items coming in almost every day. Even the National Radio Shack organization is coming back. Check out their website at RadioShack.com. Or you can also check out our local Paso Robles Radio Shack website at RadioShackPasoRobles.com. Planning to watch college or professional football? We have the TVs, 43, 50, 55 inch from Samsung and Hisense. Mention this ad for a 36-pack of AA alkaline batteries for only $9.99. Need service on your computer, speakers, radio, large TVs, or other electronics? Give us a call at 805-369-2811. We are your local Paso Robles Radio Shack at 1171 Creston Road in association with Coast Electronics in Morro Bay and San Luis Obispo.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics. Your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News, sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. Last week, the California State Water Resources Control Board placed the Tule Subbasin in Tulare and Kern counties in probation under the state's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. The board said state intervention was warranted because the plans submitted by most of the subbasin's groundwater sustainability agencies failed to adequately address problems such as land subsidence. Under probation, some farmers who rely on groundwater in parts of the subbasin will be required to monitor their water use and pay extra fees. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the upper 90s. Southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows in the mid-50s. West-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs in the upper 80s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is clear and sunny skies this weekend into next week. Upper 80s on Saturday, low 90s on Sunday, mid-90s on Monday, could see triple digits on Tuesday, upper 90s on Wednesday, then upper 80s on Thursday, and 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 47 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Make it a September to remember at the Allegretto Vineyard Resort. The Allegretto is more than a destination, it's a world unto itself. Immerse yourself in luxury with the serene spa and pool and indulge at the Allegretto Wines Tasting Room and Cello Ristorante and Bar. Visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to book your stay today. Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park, Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. The Dow rose to a record at the open, helped by signs of continued progress on inflation. The PCE index moderated to 2.2% for the year ending in August. The core PCE, excluding food and energy, did not improve. It rose to 2.7%. Intel shares opened up more than 0.5% before the end of the year. Intel and the U.S. government are expected to finalize a deal to provide the chipmaker with $8.5 billion in grants. Costco shares are down 2%. Its earnings top forecast, but Wall Street was hoping for stronger revenue numbers. Tesla shares are up 1.5%. It is expected to reveal its self-driving cab in less than 2 weeks at its robo-taxi event. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts, and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall. The dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you, too? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust, right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Get ready for the hunt at the Three Speckled Hens Antiques and Vintage Market. Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th at the Paso Robles Event Center. Gather your friends and search for that one-of-a-kind vintage, antique, or repurposed treasure. under the oak trees at Frontier Park and inside the Ponderosa Building. Mark your calendars and spread the word. It's the Three Speckled Hens Antique and Vintage Show, October 4th and 5th. For tickets, threespeckledhens.com. That's threespeckledhens.com.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at elitervandstorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts offers you an opportunity to become a member and enjoy all the privileges of smoking a premium cigar in their private lounge. In addition, membership has its advantages: private lockers for your cigars purchased at Boyd's, free entrance to their monthly cigar dinners, and free use of their pool table and more. Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts is located at 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-239-8701 or go to Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts.
Hi, I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove and Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove and Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove & Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove & Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove & Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrill and Moore Roads.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair, El Camino Real, Atascadero. Same store, same location since way back when. 238-577-5238-KPRL.
Morning Exchange.
Okay, coming up this afternoon, weather permitting, Mr. Alfonsi, open mic Friday. Again, weather permitting, he's in E-Town, that's East Tennessee, and you heard on the news that the storm has been moving up to the, headed towards Northwest Carolina, that's somewhere around Asheville, and that's not too far from E-Town, because E-Town, Johnson City are right there on the border. So, again, weather permitting. Now, also, we'd like to congratulate two winners of trivia. I forgot to announce last week's, Alan DeLora, and this week's is Susan Greenaway. So always call ahead. We're located at 32nd and Oak. Make sure you don't go 26 miles an hour and get a speeding ticket here from Sparky, and make sure you have good shock absorbers coming down this end of town. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey there, Def.
See, you got my curiosity about that event that you talked about yesterday and today. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll have to pay to advertise it, huh?
Well, no, that was brought up. It's one of these, let's just say, government entities that they never seem to have enough money, but they seem to be able to extract money from us. Now, that's not necessarily the case here. My whole purpose was doing it was the nonsense that is involved with a lot of things, and Like I told them, I am not going to do it.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of government entities do advertising on the radio.
Well, I mean, this one was something as a somewhat of a, well, not somewhat, a community service that we do.
And, yeah.
And for them to be, I think, insulting and arrogant to say, well, we want to know what you're going to ask. Well, no, I'm not going to submit. So if you don't like that, then you don't get the free publicity.
Yeah. Can you tell what the event is? Just a quick...
No.
Okay.
As I said, I'm not going to do that because I was able to work things out with the person yesterday. But
yeah.
it's just the crap and the nonsense. And I don't know if I want to equate it to the same thing, but I am... I've been known in, well, I don't know if known, but I don't fill out forms, whether it's doctors or something, that the questions are have, in my opinion, nothing to do with anything. And you know what? I've never been called out on it. I'm not going to submit to this crap. And I wish more people would just do it and say no.
Yeah.
You know, these people don't need all these other things other than the essentials.
Yeah.
Now, I understand in some medical, you know, questions are pretty important, but some of them, when you look at it, you go, well, wait a minute. This, no. And then if you call up and you ask, well, I don't know, it's just there on the form. Well, if it's just there on the form, I just won't fill it out. If you can't give me a reason for it, look, I'm aware that most of our information is out there somewhere. But I just get tired of it. And then when somebody's trying to tell me that they need to have questions that I'm going to ask, I don't know, because you know what we do in radio, except for some, you know, newscaster script, we ad lib.
Yeah.
There's nothing scripted here in the Morning Exchange. There's nothing scripted when I do sound off.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Well,
Kevin, you know, with the laws, I don't know if it's a California law or a federal law, but I think there's a law that, like, if a woman becomes a transsexual man, and you saw that woman as a man, and you called instead of calling the person sir instead of ma'am, I think you could get sued or it's against the law or something. But under those circumstances, I could see where the politicians are saying that a woman that becomes a transsexual male, and then they call that transsexual woman who becomes a male, a guy, under those circumstances, under their thinking, that man can have a baby. And I think that's what they're talking about.
Now, you would call that thinking?
That's the way the politicians and the laws are now. I'm not saying, I'm just telling you, I think that's what the law is. Yeah, and you could, I think you could, if you were to call... Like a woman that becomes a transsexual man, go up and call ma'am. I think you could get sued or something like that. I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure. That's not the way I want it to be, but that's just the way the laws are now under that.
Well, okay, so let me just kind of play along here. Wouldn't I at least get a warning from this creature? The creature tells me that, or the fruitcake, however you want to say, well, you know, no, I would appreciate it if you refer to me as this.
The laws are, there's some funny laws out there. There's some laws out there now, and that's, I think, one of them. I think in the military, I think I heard that it's against military rules to use the word sir or ma'am in the military. I think I've heard that.
What are they supposed to use?
I don't know. I guess sergeant or captain or whatever. There's no, I think there's no more calling somebody sir or ma'am. In the, I may be wrong, but I heard that somewhere on the radio one time.
Well, you know, sometimes you're just left speechless. You don't know what to say anymore.
I know. Or you better be careful what you say anymore.
No, you know what? I've had too many birthdays to care about that. What, you know, nobody's good. Well, I shouldn't say that. But you know what? If somebody doesn't want me to call them a ma'am and I'm mistaken because they're dressed up as a fruitcake, then I won't have anything to do with them and it won't become an issue.
Yeah, yeah. Say, you know, you had a little thing about a fire. There was a news clip, I think, California. There was a fire with a couple big batteries that caught fire, and they're just going to let them burn because it's too much to put them out with water, it said. I think I heard one time that if you submerge those batteries into a tank of water, that will make them go out. So maybe nowadays they're going to have the fire department, if that's the case, the fire departments will have to have big tanker, big water trucks with open water tanks on them with a crane to where they would lift the burning vehicle and set it down into the tank of water. Maybe Greg might know more about that. Then another thing about fires was I heard that there's a new technique for fire where instead of putting fires out with a stream of water, it puts out like a real heavy mist of water, and it doesn't do water damage, and it really is supposed to put the fires out good with this some type of mist of water. But Greg would know more about that too. So,
well, we have okay. Well, thanks.
Sure. Okay. Have a good day and weekend.
You too. Bye. Speaking of that, I don't know how many of you heard this story, and I was, little perplexed. And this has gone national. I don't know if it was a couple or not. Yeah, it was a couple. So they go to a dealer to test drive a Tesla. All right, follow me here. It was a brand, not a brand new. It was it may have been, I don't know. Anyway, this couple with a 10-month-old daughter, they were test driving one of the trendy electric vehicles. And somehow her daughter got stuck in this Model X, whatever it was. And, you know, again, they have a 10-month-old baby in the car. So the baby's trapped inside this Tesla. The parents reveal their 10-month-old was, 10-month-old baby there. And the couple was taking it for a test drive, ironically, in what was said, they have every intention of buying it. However, they soon encountered a problem after shutting their doors. It appears that the Model X locked itself before the couple can open the back door to take their 10-month-old daughter out. Now, since it was a test drive vehicle, the Tesla wasn't connected to a driver's app, just the key card. And since the key card was left inside the vehicle, opening the door wasn't possible. To make matters worse, the couple said no one at Tesla was answering the phone. Furthermore, the manufacturer's roadside assistance branch wasn't much help either. So what did they end up doing? Now, again, they've got a 10-month-old baby in the car. I'll throw this question out. So you're not getting any answers from the dealership or the roadside assistance. What do you do if you have a 10-month-old baby in there? Chris, what would you do?
Break the window.
Yeah, most people would, right? No, these people called 911. I mean, maybe they should just take the child away from the kid. I mean,
take the child away from the kid.
I mean, take the. Are the parents that stupid? Now, I guess somebody. I think part of the story is that someone, came by and did that maybe before 911. I don't know, but come on, use your brains. Use your brains. So these people say that they are never going to buy a Tesla. All right. So this is just the, I don't know, the stupidity. Okay, so, you know, Daffy was talking about laws, and for those of you just joining us, I think this is important. There are still 800-plus bills left on Governor Newsom's desk to either sign or not sign. And again, these are important numbers because bills mean money, not only from start to finish to get them going or ex-nay them, but when they're implemented, of course, that's rules and regulations, and that's costly to the rest of us. Again, listen to these numbers. State lawmakers introduced 4,400 bills for the 23-24 year. Now, that eclipsed the only 4,100 in the 2021. Now, you think, well, Kevin, you know, a lot of bills are introduced. What's the big deal about it? The big deal is that a lot of them get signed. That's the big deal. And it is a fairly high percentage of them that do get signed, and most of us don't know. For example, last year, Newsom vetoed 156 bills. Well, that's good. He signed 890. Think about that. 890 new legislation just last year. Now, his veto rate going back have been 15% and 8%. Think about those numbers. We're talking about millions and millions of pages of legislation. And on that many. You don't think we're overregulated? You don't think we're overregulated? And of course, this is a state run by Democrats. I don't know how you can come up with that many laws. I don't know how many. Well, I know law enforcement because I ran into there used to be a police. Then he went to CHP who would be making the rounds here at the north end of town early in the morning. And once in a while we would connect while I'm pulling into the parking lot here. And just as a matter of, I don't know, one day I said, by the way, I said, do you know all the laws? He kind of smiled. And he reached over and he took out his law book, I guess, whatever they're called. I mean, I don't know. It was a couple of inches thick. And he says, no. He said, none of us can possibly know what all the laws are. Now, I'm going back 10 years. So if you take on average, okay, it's not, I'll even lower it from 800 to 600 a year. I don't know how thick the book is now. So they can't possibly know. So the other part is, how can the rest of us possibly know? We are all breaking a law probably every day. And don't take this the wrong way. I certainly hope I am. Because this stuff is absolute garbage. Okay, let's see here. We have, this was sent in to me. An inmate who strangled an 11-month-old will get taxpayer-funded gender surgery, a judge has ruled. How about that? It's not in California, but it's in Indianapolis. Now think about that. An inmate who's strangled, an 11-month-old, will get taxpayer-funded gender surgery, the judge has said. You want more of this, you better be careful who you vote and who you don't vote for in November. Because this stuff ain't going to get better. They're only in second gear right now. They're only in second gear and ready to go. Full throttle. So, all right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. There was something that came up. I came across, and it had to do with the voting rolls. And it was one state, I think it was North Carolina, where they have now extracted over 700,000 on the voter rolls. And this has been in the last 20 months. And the question is, how much prior to that, well, and one of the reasons is they're supposed to, but also a lot of duplication in the number of ballots sent out to people, which would be against law if you do it more than one, fill it out and send it in more than once. But it begs the question, this has been happening around the country. More and more states are reporting some instances where, well, maybe 300, maybe 400, maybe 700,000 shouldn't be on the voter rolls. How many is the number nationwide overall? Think about those numbers. on battleground state removes over 700,000 people from its list of registered voters. So how long a time period has this been going on and the elections that it may have cost? Hi, good morning.
Morning. I've been kind of considering what's going on with the illegal immigration and voting stuff. And I'm kind of the opinion that the Democrats have been kind of thinking that, well, people that support us right now really aren't having enough children, so we need to bulk up our voter rolls. Okay, and then the second thought is, well, the Democratic Party really is the organization called Chaos from Maxwell Smart. Let's see how big we can mess things up. And so with all of this illegal immigration and all of the laws that are getting not enforced or, you know, broken, they're making it to the place where regular people are in fear and are having to go to the government to get help, and they're not getting any. And so one more way to twist our arms into supporting them so that they can get more and do more of the same, which seems kind of silly, but we all know what insanity is, and that's voting Democrats. So I really think that you know, all the, oh, we don't want to have the voter rolls cleaned up from all the illegal immigrants. It's just their way of making sure that they have a chance to win when they are really, really bad at what they're doing.
Well, the voter rolls in general, I mean, that's been a question that's come up several times in the last X amount of years. I know personally I've talked to a couple of people that have moved from other states to here, believe it or not, and they were getting from their old state, particularly Massachusetts.
Yeah. It's really crazy. And the other thing, because I'm a conspiracy theorist person, I really think that 2020 was run by an AI. That's who did it. The way that it happened and the number of people that they claimed voted that, you know, didn't. And I just think that was one of the tools they used in order to steal that election. So, but I'm on the fringe, I guess.
Okay, so you're a self-described conspiracy nutcase, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Who's had five children and loves our country and does not think that what they're doing right now is anything that's good. And it's kind of ruining my children and grandchildren's future right now, what's going on. And that upsets me a lot.
But you do know that at least one board member in it, a school board member in Atascadero, believes men can have children.
That is so scary to me.
Yes,
oh,
it is. All right, sir, we're up again.
This whole thing is poison. It's societal poison. That's what's going on. They're trying to ruin us, and we need to stop them.
Yes, we do. That's right. All right, I know you'll be voting in November. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Templeton Community Services District will be meeting on Tuesday, October 1st at 7 p.m. At this meeting, the CSD will recommend one of six applicants to the County Board of Supervisors to be appointed to be one of the vacant seats at the Templeton CSD this November. Paso Robles Pioneer Day for 2024 is coming up on Saturday, October 12th in downtown Paso Robles. This weekend on September 28th is the Pioneer Day kickoff party from 4:30 to 10 p.m. at the Estrella Warbirds campus. Tickets are $65 and include cocktails, dinner, dessert, live auction, casino games, and music by DJ Andy Morris. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. Tropical storm Helene rampaging through Georgia after blasting Florida's Big Bend as a Cat 4 storm. Governor DeSantis reports storm surge higher than Idalia. Powers out for millions through the Carolinas with flash floods in this high water rescue in Atlanta.
This lady drove into the area that's flooded out and she's screaming right now. I just called 911. Fire department is coming in, but she drove right into the floodwaters. This is the Peachtree Creek and it is rising at the moment. We've got this thing cresting at about 23 feet.
Fox Weather's Bob Van Dillon, at least three dead. Former President Trump meets Ukraine President Zelensky at Trump Tower today. Candidate Kamala Harris says Trump's plan to end the war is surrender. Trump says it's saving lives.
It's a shame what's happening in Ukraine. So many deaths, so much destruction.
As Harris visits the Arizona border for the first time, America's listening to Fox News.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Lots of sunshine, upper 90s on your Friday, clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 50, upper 80s on Saturday. Low 90s Sunday, mid-90s Monday, 100 Tuesday, upper 90s Wednesday, upper 80s Thursday, and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down, 6:56 a.m., 6:53 p.m. It is 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you, and they do. Freedom Festival, it is coming up. Celebrating freedom, Freedom's Calling 10th anniversary. Grassroots and volunteers. It's a local anti-human trafficking organization, and it's coming up when? October 12th at the Bauer Barn in Napomo. From 4 till 8, tickets are $75. Tickets can be purchased at freedomcalling.org. That's freedomcalling.org coming up October 12th. Also, it is the National Night Out. This is from the city of Atascadero. The police department is inviting you for their National Night Out. It's coming up this Tuesday, the 1st, from 5 till 7 at the Sunken Gardens. And it's an annual community building campaign promoting police and community partnership designed to establish the relationship. And also, so come out and meet your Atascadero Police Department and public safety partners for a very nice opportunity to get safety tips and enjoy a variety of exhibitions. So, all right, that's coming up this Tuesday, 5 to 7 in the Sunken Gardens. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They are on the corner of 16th and Spring. Pretty darn simple, just bank on better.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel, fine jewelry, one block north of the park. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, local celebrities. Austin Cody Ramos, Marvin Blackburn, Jennifer Peterson, Mark Russell, Nate O'Mahony, Nikki Ahrens, Santiago Hernandez, Thiel Harden, Cindy Berry, Mary Sane, Susie Apkarian, Tom's better half. What am I getting everything backward? Dan and Elizabeth Biddick. Saturday's local celebrities, let's see here, Jared James Lowe, Zoe Marie Joaquin, Yvonne Foltz, Jeff Paul, never heard of him, Nicole Gruber, Debbie Hart, and Brian and Christy Stevens. Sunday, Tanya Miller, Nicole Hansen, and Justin Bedola, Brian Callahan. We have Mark Buckman Jr., Bernie T. Vicente, James Rizzero, Breanne Johnson, Jason Sanders, Carolyn Lopiki, close enough, and Mark and Judy Stoltenberg. So happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, some folks you may have heard of. Where are they? You may have. Or maybe not. I don't know. Here, let's see here. So far. Oh, the great Ballantyne. Carl Ballantyne. Remember him in McHale's Navy? He was also a the great Ballantyne, the magician. That was his stage name. 1917-2009. Jane Meadows, City Slickers and others. 1919. She was married to Steve Allen and the sister of Jane Meadows. She passed away in 2015. If you know baseball and you've heard of the Pesky Pole, Johnny Pesky, infielder with the Red Sox, 1919-2012. Guy with that deep voice, Jake and the Fat Man and Cannon, William Conrad, 1920-1994. Let's see here. Sada Thompson, the actress, 1929-2011. From Mission Impossible, Greg Morris, 1933-1996. From The Real McCoys, Kathleen Nolan, 1933. Wilford Brimley, 1934-2020. Don Cornelius, he was the host of Soul Train, but also Cornelius Brothers, Sister Rose, No Too Late to Turn Back Now, great song. 1936-2012. Kathy Whitworth, a golf champ, 1939. We have Don Nix of the Marquees and Booker T and the MGs and others, 1941. Randy Bachman and Bachman Turner, Overdrive. 1943, Gary Sutherland, infielder, primarily with the Phils, 1944. Michael Lee Aday, you know him as Meatloaf, 1947-2022. The greatest third baseman ever in the history of baseball, Mike Schmidt, 1949. There's no questions on that, by the way. From Men at Work, Greg Hamm, 1953. Oh, Sean Cassidy, to do run, 1958. Steve Kerr, not a bad hoopster, coach of the up there. Rob Moore, pretty good receiver out of Syracuse, 1968. Also on the list, we have, let's see here, I don't know. Gwyneth Paltrow, pretty good actress, 1972. Jason Phillips, first baseman and catcher, 1976. That's baseball for those of you. Lil Wayne, the rapper, 1982. And who else do we have? That is it. All righty, passing away on this day, Hugh Hefner, 2017. Jimmy Doolittle, yes, their first U.S. Bombing raid over the Japanese mainland. He died in 1993. Clara Bow, the actress, 1965. One of the greatest female athletes of all time, Babe Dietrichson-Zaharias. She died in 1956. Also passing away, a very talented dancer, and he was something else. Donald O'Connor, 2003. Frank Wills, he was one of the security guards, Watergate, 2000. Engelbert Humperdinck, the composer, not the singer, he died in 1921. And my confirmation name, St. Vincent de Paul, he died in 1660. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, as a kid, when he was 5 years old, he climbed a tree and was electrocuted when he touched a wire. His heart stopped and he fell, causing his heart to restart. How about that? Minimal burns. And he started off rough when he came up with the Phillies. They were booing him. Well, it is Philadelphia after all. But he went on to become amazing. 12-time All-Star, 3-time MVP, probably should have been 4, World Series MVP, 10 Gold Glove Awards, 6 Silver Slugger Awards, 8-time home run leader, 4-time RBI leader, once hit 4 home runs in a game. And as Pete Rose, don't think much of him, but he did say of this, "To have his body, I'd trade him, mine, and my wife's, and I'd throw in some cash." All right, the one and only. The guy from Dayton, Ohio, an amazing career, Michael Jack Schmidt, goes to the top of the list today.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District released a statement of a juvenile arrest that took place late Tuesday evening at around 9:30 p.m. A 12-year-old Lewis Flamson Junior High School student allegedly posted a threat to their Snapchat account and was placed under arrest for criminal threats. Three former Paso Robles Bearcats student-athletes, Chris Montero, Jabbar Clark, and Nate Aguiano, will be inducted into the school's Athletic Hall of Fame this Friday during the home game against the Buchanan Bears at War Memorial Stadium tonight. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 90s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Schmidt is only one of three players, along with Willie Mays and Ken Griffey Jr., to win 10 gold gloves and hit at least 500 home runs, and is the only infielder ever to do so. There you have it, Mr. Schmidt. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.